I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, before you give me some more sound, I've got some of the depth chart, which is kind of curious. You and I were talking about this off the air.
All right.
My buddy Zach Klein from WSB had this. But Julio Jones, no surprise there. Jake Matthews at left tackle. Andy Levitre at left guard. Alex Mack at center. Wes Schweitzer listed ahead of Brandon Fusco at right guard.
Huh?
As I said, Schweitzer now, did he learn from his mistakes last year? I know you'll get Arch's take on that next hour. Schrader at right tackle. Hooper, you're starting tight end. Sanu, wide receiver. Calvin Ridley backs him up on that other backside. And then Devontae, obviously, and Tevin.
Now, I know they've rotated. You know, one day, and I think Fusco told us this, one day he's playing with the first team, the next day it's Schweitzer. Give me the best guy. And, you know, is this also a function of Dan Quinn doing what he does, which is nobody's won the job yet.
Right.
And I'm going to get the best out of both guys to see where we go. I don't think this is going to be decided, Mike, until preseason. Now, we both know Fusco's making a lot more money.
$12 million deal he signed for 3 years.
But if you can't get the job done, you can't get it done. And all I'm saying is I don't think Dan Quinn cares about that. That was the cost of doing business. I think if for whatever reason Schweitzer outperforms him, that's who's starting. So we'll see, but I still think Fusco is going to be the guy against the Eagles.
Now, again, guys, this is just preseason week one, Friday night. You'll hear it right here. Pregame starts at 5, right? Cinco?
9:30
the game?
5:30.
As I said, 5:30. I got to read these memos. Vic Beasley and the other D tackle, Terrell McClain. We saw T-Mac just mollywomping people the other day at practice. He's listed over Deidre Sinnott. Grady, of course, Tack. Duke Riley, Deion, Devondre, your linebacker core, Alford, True, Rico, and Keanu Neal on the defensive side for week one preseason.
All right, speaking of the preseason, what about Julio?
I get my rhythm out here at practice. You know, I'm ready. Going into my 8th season, you know, there's no different speed for me playing in the preseason and getting a rhythm going. I'm ready to go.
Damn.
You know what? Hey, maybe we all poke the bear so much he's ready to rock and roll, man.
Wait a minute, dude. You know, Julio just said, I don't give a damn about preseason. Hold on. You got to play that again, Craig. Let me hear Julio again. Julio basically said, listen, I don't need all this.
No, Craig, right now, I just saw him. He's at Vineyard Vines? He's trying to order some shorts right now. I think we've shamed him. All right, let's hear more from Julio.
I get my rhythm out here at practice. You know, I'm ready.
Okay.
Going into my 8th season, you know, there's no different speed for me playing in the preseason and getting a rhythm going. I'm ready to go.
Hey, save that for me. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. Okay? Julio, I'm ready to go. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Hope so. He doesn't need preseason.
Well, hey, man. We heard from Matt and the other guys about the rhythm.
And I'll be honest
practice
with you.
Reps.
Well, here's the deal,
you,
though.
I get you.
Here's the deal, though. Coming off the injuries and him being as healthy as he says he's been in a long time, I'm with it.
He says he's as healthy
I'm good.
As he's ever been, and now just a matter of luck. We'll know in a couple of weeks so what we got. I mean, there's too much firepower for this team to put those kind of numbers up offensively. We saw it last year, period. And I also like what I'm hearing from Austin Hooper, that Hooper's put all the reps in because, you know, and by the way, we're going to know, too, if that was a right move.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.